Ecker Hill Middle School Counseling Secretary Becky Broadhead learned first aid years ago when she was a teenager working as a lifeguard. A week ago Tuesday on March 14th, just as school had ended, she got to put all of that training to practice. She was at her desk working when a mom came in with a student who needed help.
The bell had rang for kids to get out of school, and it was about 5 minutes after the bell. And I was just sitting at my desk doing work, and a mom came in, not the young man's mom. I suppose she saw him in distress, and she was scared. And she came in, and she said, "He needs help." And so I looked at him, you know, he looked like he was choking. I said, "Are you choking?" And he shook his head. So I went over and did the Heimlich, and it took 3 tries. And finally, the 3rd try, it came out.
The boy told her later that he had been eating a fruit roll-up, and he had squished it together into a big ball before popping it into his mouth.
And it was like the size of probably a golf ball would be a good description. And it was stuck. It was stuck in his throat. And so I was really glad to be there for him.
Broadhead says she has kept her first aid training up to date, but this was the first time she had ever used the Heimlich technique.
Didn't know I'd ever use it. It works.
The student, she says, was grateful and appreciative.
You know what he said was, you know, when he got his breath, and he said, "That was so cool." You know, that was a typical 7th grade response, I think, you know. And he walked over to the garbage and threw it away. And I hugged him, and he hugged me back, and I just said, "You scared me to death." And, you know, he's a student of little words, but a couple days later, he put a card on my desk. So when I came to my desk, it was there, and it just said, "Thank you for saving my life." And then he had a quote by Ferris Bueller that said, "You are my hero."
Ecker Hill Principal Tracy Evans sent out an email telling parents when they see Becky to give her a giant high five. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.